Good morning. Good morning. My name is John Simonson. I'm the pastor of discipleship and young families here at Foley United Methodist Church. And also, I'm a police officer with the city of Orange Beach. I figured what better way to talk about the armor of God than to wear the armor that I put on every day, right? So grab your Bible, turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians is part of the General Electric Power Company. It's right after Galatians and just before Philippians and Colossians. That will never leave your head, I promise. So we're going to begin in verses 13. Chapter 6, 13. You know what to do when you get there. Yeah. You know what to do when you get there.
Amen.
Therefore, pick up the full armor of God so that you can stand your ground on the evil day. And after you have done everything possible to still stand. So stand with the belt of truth around your waist. Justice as your breastplate. Put on the shoes so that you are ready to spread the gospel, the good news of peace. Above all, carry the shield of faith so that you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. The word of God for the people of God. Every day when I was growing up, I would walk out the door to go to school and my mother would follow me. Me, my brother, and my sister. Every single day that I can remember leaving the house to go to school, my mother would stop us on the front porch. She would place her hand on her head and say, "Put on the helmet of salvation." Then she would touch our chest and say, "Put on the breastplate of righteousness." She would touch our belt and say, "Put on the belt of truth." She would bend over, touch our shoes, and say, "Make sure your feet are shined with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Then she would say, "Don't forget your shield of faith and your sword of the Spirit, with which you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one." Every single day, to the point it was aggravating. To the point that when I got to high school, we were running out the door. But I could still hear her saying it as we were pulling out the driveway. Every day. What I didn't know two things. Number one, I didn't know that I would end up in a profession where every single day I have to literally put on armor. And I can't help but to think about that simple scripture every time I get dressed to go to work. I mean, I literally wear a breastplate. Pastor Nolan said we don't think about it, but I do. Because it's not comfortable. I mean, it's like a girdle. It's hard to breathe. Makes me look better, though. I have to shine my boots. I have nice shiny shoes on. Shh, don't give away all the secrets. I put on a belt of truth. It's like Batman. It's fantastic. Has all my stuff on it. I have helmets. I did not bring it today. It's heavy. I literally wear a shield. A badge is a shield. A badge came about because in the old days, when warriors carried their shield, it carried the crest of who they were fighting for. And over the years, the shields shrank. And the shield represents who I work for, and who gives me the authority to do what I do. And then weapons, the sword of the Spirit has changed over the years. I carry a sword every day I go to work. So I didn't know that I would be doing that when my mom was praying that prayer over us every day. You know, the other thing I didn't realize is that every day of my life, I would need the armor of God. That this world is not an easy place. It is when you're kids, right? You get up, you go to school, you come home, play video games. Oh, that's just my kids, right? And as you get older, you begin to realize that this world is a battlefield, right? You deal with bad people. You deal with hurt feelings. You deal with anger. You deal with bullies. You deal with stress. You deal with all of this stuff that tries to distract you from God, tries to pull you out of the grasp, out of the embrace of God, and surround you with the battlefield of the world. I didn't realize how important it became to put on the armor of God every single day. I mean, the description that Pastor Nolan, or actually Debbie, gave is so, I mean, it was fun for the kids, but it's so important for each of us. Because we're not just talking about metaphorical armor, we're talking about physical, spiritual, everyday armor that each of us needs to put on. I don't wear this vest because I plan on getting shot when I go to work. I wear this vest in case something bad happens. We don't put on the armor of God because we plan on bad things to happen. We put on the armor of God because we never know what the enemy might throw at us. So when we talk about the helmet of salvation, that knowledge that we are God's and He has claimed us, what that does is it begins to cover us from our head to our toes. It becomes a centerpiece in our life. When we talk about the breastplate of righteousness, it reminds us that we have a choice. We can choose to do the right thing each and every moment we're awake. When we talk about putting on the belt of truth, it's a reminder that truth is foundational. You know, in the job that I do, one of the very first things I learned is that my word defines me. If I lie about something on the stand or making a case, then my career is ruined because my word can't be trusted. How much of that is truth in our spiritual life? What does truth do for us? What does God's truth do for us? But give us a foundation to stand firm on, to plant our feet on. Speaking of feet, where do we get that truth? We get that truth from the preparation, the readiness, the knowledge of the gospel of peace. Peace, peace, what a great sermon topic. Why don't we do a 12-week series on that? Maybe over the summer, right? That would be fantastic. Oh, wait, we just did that. So what that tells me is that we're all prepared, right? We all have shiny shoes on, so we know the gospel of peace. We know that we have a God that we can lean on, that we can stand on. The shield of faith. The shield the crest that gives us our authority, that tells us whose protection, whose rule, whose authority that we speak under. Think about that. Our faith in God is what gives us the authority to be children of God, to be warriors of God, to speak that truth into the world around us and to stand firm on that. And that truth we speak cuts deep. That sword of the Spirit, that word of God. I love the image in Revelations where Jesus comes back riding on the horse, and out of his mouth comes a double-edged sword. Because the words he speaks are truth that cuts through all of the mess, all of the world's clutter, all of that garbage that we hear and that we see and that we deal with every day. God's truth cuts that away. Cuts that away and leaves us standing in front of our Savior. So yes, today is fantastic. We love celebrating with the kids. I can see the excitement of that back row back there, the middle schoolers. They're just so excited about what's coming this week. I know. But we love celebrating with them. And this image is so important, not just for them to remember, but for all of us to remember. Because each and every day that we wake up, if we're not intentional about putting on this armor, about hearing that mother's voice in the back of your head that says, you got to do this every day. Because every day, the world is going to try to pull you away from God. And every day, we need our armor to fight the battle, to stand firm, and to stand in the truth that we belong to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we live in a world that is at war. Lord, we see hate every day. Lord, every day we are bombarded with stuff that pulls us away from you. But Lord, you've given us the tools that we need to fight that battle. Lord, you've given us everything we need to stand up in a world and be you. To stand firm and to protect others by sharing that with them. Lord, let your voice be heard in the back of our heads as we wake up each morning. Remind us to put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the feet shined with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, so that we might be the warriors you called us all to be. In Jesus' name, amen.